Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. One champion that's just been crowned in Carson Doolittle, Webster City. Can we get another one in back-to-back? We'll find out next. Cade Bloom of Roland Store going for his third state title. This time a 132 pounds taking on Burlington Notre Dame's Caden Dietzenbach. Other 132 finals, Cale Seton of Iowa City, City High. Jace Luna of Bettendorf. Tanner Aries, that is the 3A final. The 1A final, Tanner Aries and North Butler Clarksville. And Don Bosco's Dawson Youngblood. So it is Bloom and Dietzenbach. These two met at the Cliff Keene Invitational all the way back in early December. Bloom won a 9-3 decision over Dietzenbach in that championship match at the Cliff Keene Independence Invitational. Just have to wait for TV to rejoin us here before we'll get off and running here for our 132-pound final. And man, oh man, how exciting was that Carson Doolittle Sun victory over Jace Hedeman. Then Hockey had Jace Hedeman coming into the state tournament, the pound for pound top wrestler in Class 2A, and Doolittle beats him in double overtime. That very well might be the one of the biggest upsets of the state tournament, and also joining his brother Drake as a state champion for Webster City. And how cool of a moment it must have been for Mr. Doolittle, for the Doolittle boys to share that moment.
Class 3A, Jace Luna.
So Cade Bloom is ready, as is Caden Dietzenbach in. Dietzenbach reached the finals via an 8-3 decision in his 132 semifinal. Cade Bloom reached in a 3-1 overtime victory. So Bloom and Dietzenbach. Bloom's just waiting for Dietzenbach to be ready to go. Now Dietzenbach is ready. Wrestlers shake hands. We're ready for the 132-pound championship. We're off and running here. Doolittle and Dietzenbach. Here, Dietzenbach trying to be aggressive early. Bloom staying low, as is Dietzenbach. Dietzenbach tried to slide through, but Bloom didn't flinch at it. Bloom goes with that collar tie here. Move with the right hand. Bloom and Dietzenbach staying low. Bloom shoots in. Nothing there. Bloom stays low to the mat here. Bloom went for an ankle pick. Dietzenbach tried to catch him off it. Dietzenbach, he tried to slide through. Bloom catches him. Good defense from Bloom here in the bottom center. Bloom back to his feet. Dietzenbach back to his feet as well, and the two end up out of bounds. Bloom goes forehand to forehand here with Dietzenbach, and now they separate. Bloom staying low. He's in almost a four-point stance with both knees and both hands on the ground, almost like a grasshopper. Dietzenbach trying to match him in terms of how low he's staying. Dietzenbach, big snap of the head there with his collar tie, but Bloom bounces right back up from it. Bloom and Dietzenbach down to 35 seconds to go in the first period. Haven't seen Bloom put out an attack yet. Dietzenbach hasn't either. Now Dietzenbach and Bloom end up out of bounds as Dietzenbach tried to make a move. Off the restart. Forehand to forehand are Bloom and Dietzenbach. Bloom, he gave a nice little snap of the head. Gave another one. Dietzenbach bounces right back up from it. Short time here in the first period, no score between Cade Bloom and Cade Dietzenbach. Dietzenbach tries to slide through. Bloom, his hips are just a little bit quicker. Dietzenbach and Bloom end up out of bounds. Dietzenbach has really been the aggressor so far on Bloom. And here off the restart as we'll go to the second period. No score between Cade Dietzenbach and Cade Bloom. So Bloom, I beg your pardon, it was Dietzenbach that won the toss. He looks to start down here in the second period. Bloom will come set over the top. Dietzenbach tries to get up. Bloom will just bring him back to the mat. Dietzenbach tries to get up again. Bloom, as Dietzenbach tried to roll through, and he breaks the grip with an escape. That was a nice roll through there by Dietzenbach for the escape. It's 1-0. So Kate Dietzenbach and Bloom here on the right side. It looked like somebody was maybe getting ready for a toss, but they ran out of real estate. So off the restart here in the middle, 1-0. Kate Dietzenbach in front. Doolittle, Bloom shoots in. Bloom can't get the two yet. Doesn't have control. Bloom needs to get his legs around, and now Dietzenbach's got a hold of one of his legs. Bloom trying to settle back in on top. Bloom, no control awarded yet. Bloom's got to find a way to get that right leg free, and he'll have the takedown. And Bloom looked like he did get the leg free, and Bloom's got the two. Kate Bloom with the takedown. Kate Bloom's got the near fall points, and now Dietzenbach gets the reversal to make it 4-3. Hot action there. Actually, it's 5-3. Kate Bloom, they gave him three near fall. Or do they award him the escape, the take? They awarded him the escape, the takedown, and the near fall. That is what makes it 5-3. 30 seconds to go here in the second period. Bloom and Dietzenbach here down to 20 seconds. Dietzenbach and Bloom here dancing about in the center. Short time in the second period. Kate Bloom leads 5-3 over Kate Dietzenbach at Burlington Notre Dame. And Bloom and Dietzenbach will go to the third period. And folks, Kate Dietzenbach, he looks exhausted. He's got his hands on his hips, and he looks like he's out of breath. And I would say that bodes well for Kate Bloom. Go to the third period here as Dietzenbach will just let Bloom go. 6-3 lead for Cade Bloom of Roland Story, going for his third state title to cap his career as a Norseman. Bloom tries for the ankle pick. Dietzenbach denies it. Bloom and Dietzenbach here staying low. Now Dietzenbach tries to duck under that collar tie from Bloom, but Bloom evades the feet. And again, Dietzenbach goes for an ankle pick. Bloom has his hands on the back of his head, and now the two will separate. Shot in here from Dietzenbach here on Bloom. Bloom going low to the mat. Minute 5 to go here. Referee yelling in something, perhaps something about possibly a stall. Dietzenbach trying to get in right in close with Bloom, right into the chest there. Bloom not allowing it. Bloom going low. I don't think Bloom wants to be done yet. I think he wants another attack here. 50 seconds. Bloom trying to drive in here on Dietzenbach. Bloom wants to cap this off. Bloom here on his knees tries to shoot in on Dietzenbach, and the two end up out of bounds. 41 seconds to go. Between Cade Bloom and championship number 3. Off the restart. Bloom working that collar tie hard on Dietzenbach. Down to 30 seconds. Bloom and Dietzenbach will separate. And this is go time now for Cade Dietzenbach. Caden Dietzenbach, and there's a stick by Bloom on the edge, but they call a stall on Bloom before the wrestlers were out of bounds anyway. Bloom going to give up a stall here. I don't expect him to run away or anything like of that nature. And Bloom in here on Dietzenbach again. Dietzenbach looking for the toss here on Bloom, and Bloom has got Dietzenbach on his back. Bloom, near fall points. And Cade Bloom, a four-point move to cap it off. And Kate Bloom is a three-time state champion. A 10-3 decision over Kate Dietzenbach of Burlington Notre Dame. Kate Bloom gets it done. Roland Story crowd likes it. And he will be embraced here by the coaching staff, including head coach Heston Johnson. As we will step aside, and again, before we do step aside, we want to say thanks to our wonderful sponsors who have made this possible, this broadcast possible. Abens Realty in Webster City, Esalen Heating and Air Conditioning, Hanson & Sons Tire and Auto, Tassner Incorporated, Pickles Pub in Camrar, North Iowa Real Estate, Rod Brooks and Bob Powers in North Iowa Real Estate, Carl Auto, Gilbert Flooring and Paint, Arnold Crop Services, Platinum Connect, Thriving Financial, Gridiron Grill and Sports Bar, and Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinics. We're going to take it back to normal programming, and when we'll come back for the 175-pound final. Heston Johnson, a Roland Story, taking on Austin Scranton of Anamosa. When we come back, you're listening to high school wrestling and state championship wrestling, brought to you by Abens Realty here on 95.7 KQWC.